You hold in that Tzadik Ches Amar Aleph. The Talmud Gemara says, Amaisa, he yisasa, second line. He yisasa, there was a lady, the Tovsa Kisa de Kaspa Diksubasa, that she grabbed from the Yisaimim a silver cup to collect Taksuba for it, from it. And Rashi says the case was Lohoya Boy Shik Subasa. It wasn't enough money for her total Ksuba. In other words, let's say the Ksuba was 200. She grabbed a silver becha that was only worth 150. So she did not collect the whole Ksuba yet. Now, Ketavoy Mizoini, before she collected the rest of the money for the Ksuba, she decided now she wants to collect Mizoinis. In other words, the case is the husband died. The husband died. The Amon has the right. If she collects the Ksuba, she doesn't get Mizoinis. She doesn't get fed anymore. She doesn't get money to live on from the Yisaimim. But before she collects the Ksuba, she has the right to be fed from the Yisaimim. So here the shalom is she collected like half of the Ksuba, but not the whole Ksuba yet. So that's considered that she has the right to get Mizoinis or not. Really, that was the machlokes he had before between Reb Shimon and the Tanakam and the Chachamim. So we say, Miksas Kesev is called Kesev or not. So Gemara says, Asoy Lekayim of the Rava. They went and asked this question in front of Rava. Omalu, Rava said to this, Omalu Liyasmi, Zilu Hovlo Mizoinis. Rava told to the Yisoinim, yes, you have to pay like the widow, the Amona, you have to pay, you have to give him a Mizoinis. Why? Because she did not collect a whole Ksuba yet. And Kozuman, she didn't get all the money for Ksuba, she has a right to collect Mizoinis. Because less the Choshlu to Rabbi Shimon. We do not have to be afraid. We're not afraid of what Rabbi Shimon says. The Yoma, that according to Rabbi Shimon, he says, Lo Yamrinon, Miksas Kes, less the Choshlu to Rabbi Shimon. The Yoma, that he says, Lo Yamrinon, we don't say Miksas Kesev, Kokol Kesev. He holds, Miksas Kesev is not Kokol Kesev. Therefore, even though she got already, she collected half the money, even though she still has to collect more money, so what? Since she collected some money, according to Rav Shimon, she can't get Mizoinis anymore. And we are not like that. As long as she has the right to collect some more money yet for the Ksuba, so it's called like she didn't collect her Ksuba yet, and therefore she has the right to collect Mizoinis. Before she collects the rest of the money for Ksuba, if she wants to, she can collect Mizoinis. So that's why Rabbi told the Yisoyimim, yes, you have to pay your Mizoinis. Moshe Sholach Le Rabbo parade the Rav and the Rav Yosef. He asked him a question like this. That we had before in certain cases, the Almona, after her husband dies, that she's allowed to sell his property in order to collect either from the Zaynais or else for a Ksuba, according to some on the Yomim. We said before, she's allowed to sell Shloi Bebezdin. She doesn't have to go down to Bezdin, but she's allowed to stand, sell it fast, especially for Mizoinis, if she needs the money to live on, and her husband died, and the kids, Yashin, took over the fields, she has a right now to go down to the fields and sell it, and with the money to live on. She doesn't have to go to Bezdin. So the question is, Tzricha Shavua or Yain Tzricha Shua? So she has to swear now later that she did not do anything wrong with the money, or not? Rashi says, Shlagovsa Yaiser, she should have to swear that she did not collect more money than she's really supposed to. So that's the question. So she has to swear now in front of Bezdin or not? Gemara says, first of all, Utiboy lecho achroza. Like, why don't you ask the question if she has to have achroza? Achroza means before she sells the field, she has to, like, notify people that she wants to sell it to get the best price. Like, go to a broker, a real estate broker, to make sure you get the best price. She can't just go and sell to the first person she sees. So why don't you ask if she has to be achroza, announce it to people? Omelas, the answer back like this. Achroza lekimi boyli. That I don't have a question. The Yomer Rav Zera said, Yomer Rav Nachman, Yomer Rav Nachman, Almona Sheshom Liyatzma. If an Almona, where her husband died, and she's going now to take the property now to sell it for the money to use it for Mizoinis. Sheshom Liyatzma. She went down and she estimated how much the field is worth for herself. So Drashi Lokho Soda Yisaimim. Or she has her own money. And with her own money, like, she bought this field. She estimated how much this field is worth that really belonged to her husband. And when the husband died, it goes over to the kids. So she now took that field and says to her, listen, it's worth $100. So she bought it for $100 as if to say now for the next $100 of her mezonos, she's taken instead of this field. So now the locher is, lo yosav leklum. Reb Zera says she didn't do anything. That's no good. Rashi Lasav Leklum, V'yem Rotza Yisoyim Lahadvo Yismoyis Liach Hazman Choyzrem V'noit Lenoisa. So Yisoyim want to pay you the money, they'll tell, listen, you use this field for $100 worth, we want the field back, it's our field, and we'll give you $100, they have a right to do it. In other words, she herself does not have a right to take the field for herself. Now the question is, Hechidomi, how are we talking about over here? If she made an announcement to tell people that she wants to sell this field, and she had it evaluated, we know exactly how much it's worth. So Yamailo Yosef Leklum, why didn't you do a good deal? If the sale, everybody knows the price, how much it should be worth, and it was estimated by a good broker, so we know exactly how much the field is worth. So now if she herself bought it, what's wrong with that? Why can't it be? Why does it say the sale is no good? Elolav isn't it talking about? You have to say, no, she did not make any achroza. She did not ask a broker. She did not make an announcement to find out exactly, really, how much the field is worth. She didn't make any achroza. And in such a case, only in this case with the almona, she kept the money for herself. She kept the fields for herself. Like she bought the fields for herself. So here we say that without an achroza, and she's only taken for herself, it's no good. But it's mashma holy achar. Let's say she took this field and she didn't make an achroza. She didn't give an announcement to say she wants to sell it. She didn't get the best price possible, but she went ahead and sold the field to somebody else. Lachur, it's mashma liachar mashosososo. It's mashma, if she sold it to somebody else, then it would be good. What she did is called good. So you're telling me now for sure, you do have to have achroza. And then lachur, it's mashma, you don't have to have achroza. So Mora says, I'll tell you now, Liyolam the Achros. Really, we're talking about Heavadi, she made Achrosa. Before she went and sold it, she notifies people, she made a public announcement that she has this field for sale, to know the exact fair price for it. Or the Amri law, but we tell her, like if she's taking the field for herself, even though she has the right price, the right value, the reason why we say nothing doing, because the Amri law, we tell her, Man Sham Lecha. Who made it, who evaluated it for you? Like, who gave it to you? So Rashi says like this, Mimi kibalto mechiro. Who was the mech, who sold it to you? Every time when you sell something, you need one person to sell it, and one person to buy it. Over here, she herself went down to the field, and took it for herself. Who sold it to her? That's the question over here. Zug Rashi, loy mi bezdin, she didn't do it in front of bezdin, for loy mi yisaymim, it's not in front of the yisaymim. Therefore, she has no right just to grab it for herself. But in the case where she went and evaluated for somebody else, to sell to somebody else, then it's true, then it goes out of the Yoshim Rishus. Because the Rabbanan did give her a right. She has a right to sell it. She has a right to sell a field, to sell the same field. But like, she has to sell to somebody else. But to take it for herself, there's no mechira, there's nobody selling it to her. So that's the taina. Here the taina is that avadi she made achroza. She did evaluate it right. Just if she takes it for herself and nobody gave it to her, then we say that sale does not take place, that's nothing. But if she would give it to sell to somebody else, the sale would be good. She has a right to sell to somebody else. Mora says, ki hai, like a case, to Yehu Gavro's a man. The Afkidu Gabe Kisto Diasmi. They let him hold, he was like a man, they gave him to hold the Bikodin, to hold the Yisoynims of Kisra. Rashi says, Misboy, like the food he gives his animal. Misboy is hay. Loshinacha Kisisa Gorm, Atse Amugim, very expensive wood. The kids, this was the Yisoynim, the father died, the Yisoynim's Yashinit, and they gave it to somebody to watch for them. Now, Ozal, this person went Shomel Nashe. He evaluated to see how much it's worth, and he took it from himself, the Abba Meizuzi, as if to say, I want to buy it, and I'll pay them $400, that's what it's worth. And the Yiker, later the Becha, whatever this wood or the straw, got with the hay, got worth more. So, come Beshismeya, now it's worth 600. So, you want to know who gets this extra money? His Osla came with the Rebbe Ami. Omele, he said to him, Man Somlucho. Who gave you the right for you to take it? This belongs to the Yisoyimim. And you're only a Nifkad. We gave it to you to hold. You're holding the Yisoyimim's property. So who gives you a right to buy it? Maybe you could sell to somebody else. But for yourself, though, you can't. Nobody could sell something to himself. So Therefore, the mechir was not chal, therefore the extra money goes back to the yisaimim. But akopon, we're back to the original shiloh. When an almona sells the property, shaloi bifnei bezdin, when she has a right to sell from a zaynus. So the question is later, do the yisaimim have a right to make her swear or not? So Gemara says, v'hilchasa, what's the halacha? Tzricha shvua, yes, she does have to swear. Even though she has a right to sell the fields now without asking bezdin, but later, after she sells it, she has to swear back to the yoshim that she did not take more than she really deserves. V'yena tzricha achroza. But she does not have to make achroza when she's going to sell the fields. She does not have to make the announcement first to everybody she's selling the fields. She doesn't need achroza. The Rabbanim will make it here, since it's very important for her to have the money. She needs it from a zaynus. She has a right to sell it as soon as possible, and she does not have to make achroza first. The Mishnah says, Almona, shehoyso ksubosu masayim. And Almona means the husband died, and now she has a right to collect the ksuba, and the ksuba was worth $200. Omochra, and she went ahead and took the fields away from the Yisraimim, and sold the fields for ksuba. Omochra shoveh mona b'masayim. She sold the field that was really worth $100, and she got $200 for it. She made a good deal. Or you're off the opposite way. Shava Masayim, she took a field that's really worth $200, and she made a bad deal. Bamona, or Shava Masayim Bamona, she sold the $200 field and only received back $100. So what's the halacha now? Who has the gain, who has the loss? So Mishnah says, halacha is in both these two cases, Nizkav Luxubasa. We consider as if she received her ksuba, she can't get any more money. In the first deal, that she made a good deal, it's all, so what? Lamaisa, she sold a $100 field, but she received $200, she receives her money, and the rest of the field property belongs to the Yisraimim. And the second case, where she took a $200 field away from the Yisraimim, and she sold it and only got $100 for it, it's so tough, she ruined it for the Yisraimim. But she took away property that was worth $200, she doesn't get any more. What about ksuboso hoiso ksuboso mona? No, ksuboso is before. Hoiso ksuboso mona. Let's say she only deserves to get $100 for ksuba. O mochro shova mona vedinor pamona. Now she only has the right to sell $100 worth of property. What she did was this amona now, when the husband died and the Yorshim Yashin the property, she took property that's worth $100 and a dinar, a little bit more property, the mona, and she only sold it for $100. So the Mishnah says, Mokra bottle. The Mecher is bottle. The Yorshim have right to go back to the person and say, you have no right to buy it. She sold it to you the wrong price. She sold you $101 property for $100. She has no right to do it. And especially for $101, she has the right to sell the field. She only has the right to sell $100 worth, not $101. So therefore, the mecher is bottle. She doesn't have a right to sell this. Afilu hi omeris, even if she's going to say, Echsa dinar liyarshin, even though she'll tell the yarshin, listen, what do you care? I sold $101 worth of field from you. I'll give you back the dollar. I have a right to get $100. So I sold this $101 field. I only got $100 for it. So what are you losing out? $1, I'll pay you back. Still nothing doing. She doesn't have a right to touch this field that's worth $101, and therefore the mecher is bottle. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, it depends. Liyola mochra kayim, no. The mecher takes place, and the extra money she has to pay back to the Yorshim. Acha teheshom kedesha tishtaya besoda bas tishakabim. Only in the case where she sold too much of the field, that the extra portion of field that she sold that she shouldn't have is big enough to give it a shame soda. What's the smallest amount of property that's called a field? It has to be wide enough that she could plant there and plant a tisha kabin worth of seeds. Kabin is a measurement. 9 measurements of kabin. If that's how many seeds you could plant on this property, that's called a soda. See if she sold of soda worth $100 plus this extra amount, then the Yoshim have right to say, you sold too much, like you sold an extra field, nothing doing, we give the Mecheris bottle. But if she sold less than this, so since the extra amount that they sold is not worth the value of a field anyway, so then they have no right, the Yoshim, to keep it. Like there's nothing to keep, they're not losing out that much, the property is not worth anything. Elamai, the money that she gained now, if she sold $100, she sold $150 field, and really she's only supposed to collect $100, the extra $50 she has to give back. But if the extra property is less than the size of a good field, the Yoshim don't have a right to get it back. That's by regular field. What about Uvegina, if it's a garden, Bas Chatzikav? Then there has to be enough property to seed there only a Chatzikav worth of seeds. Or Kediver Rabbi Akiva, Beis Raiva. According to Rabbi Akiva, she yields even a smaller amount. By a gina, by a garden, it's enough to have enough of a field that you can plant there a quarter of a kav seeds there. So if there's this much of a field extra that she sold, she has the right to sell it. The Yoshim have the right to say they want it back, therefore the mecher is bottle. But if it's less than this, then the Yoshim don't have a right to ask for it back, and she only has to pay them the extra money. What's going to be hoisok suboso arba meyazus? Let's say she came in Amona now, and the ksuba is worth $400. The Rashi said we had before by Kahanim, by Bas Kahanim, they wrote up a ksuba for $400. So now, umochro lezeh b'mono lezeh b'mono. Okay, what she did was now she sold four different fields. She took one field that's worth $100 and she sold it. So she collected $100 so far. And a second field, very good, she got $200. A third field, she got $300 so far. Now the last field that she sold, the fourth field, Uliachra and Yofa Mona Vedina Bamona. She sold the last field that was worth really too much. Really was property worth $100 and $1. And she only sold it for $100. So Lochirish Shalachra and Bottle. The last sale, the Yoshim have right to say nothing doing. You sold more property than you have a right to. You took $101 worth of property, you have no right to that. So that they could say the mechir is bottle. But for Shakulam, the first three fields that she sold, Mochron Kayim, that's called a good sale. In other words, each sale is called a separate sale by itself. Even though she's selling it to collect a ksuba, and each part of it is part of a ksuba, but whatever she sold at the beginning, what she deserved, that was good. It's only the last field that she's selling a dollar's worth more than she deserves, that doesn't like the Tanakhama, so Yoshim have right to stop that sale and say we want the field back. Now the Gemara says, Maishna, what's the difference in the Freisha, the first case? What was the first case in the Mishnah where the Almana, the husband, died and she went down to the Yoshim, took the fields away? So, if Shaksuba was worth $200, and she took a $100 field and she sold it for $200, she made a good deal, so that's it. She collected a Ksuba, she can't get any more. Then it says the opposite. If she took a $200 field and sold it and only got $100 also, she can't collect any more. The Yoshim tell her, listen, you took a $200 field, you can't collect more. Furthermore, why? These both halachas are stiris. My shino shava masayim b'mona. Ti amri lo. At isarato shava mona. How come if she took a $200 field and sold it and only got $100? We tell her that's it, you can't get any more money. Because you lost out, like you made a bad deal. So you lose out because of the deal. So who you see go boss the type of the field that she took? If so, the masayim nami. Teiman ne avachna. In the case where she took only $100 field, and she sold it and made a good deal and got $200 for it, she should be able to tell back to the Yoshim, I made a good deal and the profit is mine. I only sold $100 worth so far. I have another $100 coming to me. Like, how do you divide up the two? So, Rav Nachman, Rav Avuah, that Khan, Shana Rebbe. Over here, Rebbe learned this new Yisoid, that Rebbe learned from this mission. The Rebbe tells us the Yisoid, that Hakil Labal Hamoiz. Whenever we have a doubt who deserves to get the extra money, it goes back to the owner of the money. And over here, the owner, the original owner of the field is the Yoshim. She's collecting from the Yoshim. So therefore, the extra money goes back to the Yoshim. So Rashi says like this, Kan Shana Rebbe v'Mishnah Seinu L'madna Rebbe. And now Mishnah, Rebbe was us in the Mishnah, is teaching us this Yisoid. That HaKol L'Bal HaMois. That means HaShaleya Shlucha L'Shuk L'Schayra. If you send somebody with your money to the shuk to buy something, so you gave the guy $10 and he made a good deal. He bought something worth $30 for the $10. Is hakol balamois? Who gets the extra $20? The original owner, the one that gave the $10, even though the shliach made a good deal. But since it's the mashalach's money, the whole profit goes to the mashalach. And the person, the shtir, can't say, was my deal. Here also, Lamaisa, the almona, took the Yarshim's field. And she took $100 field and she made $200 out of it. So the profit goes back to the Yarshim. It's the Yarshim's profit. So it's considered like the Yarshim have $200. And she collected the $200. So she got a ksuba. That's it. She can't collect anymore. Just the opposite way, there we also have tainas on her. When she took a $200 field and she sold it, only got $100, we tell her, listen, you ruined it. You took a $200 field. Who asked you to sell it for $100? So you lost out for yourself, therefore you can't collect anymore. So I'll call upon him, the other way was the main kasha. That when she has a gain, let the gain go to herself. That's Rabbi's chiddush here, no. That since the original money was the Yarshim's, any gain from that money goes to the original owner, the Yarshim. Yeah. And now we bring out a machlokes tanoim in this. Kidatanya, they will learn like this. Hoisifuloi achas yisera is hakel l'shliach divrei Rabbi Yehuda. This is Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Hoisifuloi means if you go down, you give somebody $10 to buy you $10 worth of eggs. And when he goes to the store man gives him an extra egg. His Hoisifuloi achas yisera. If the store man added on another extra egg, so who keeps it? The shliach has the right to keep it. If you know, like it's like a matana, the store man knows what he's doing, he knows he's only receiving $10, and he gave an extra egg as a present, so it's a swear he gave the present to the shliach. That's the Yehuda Shita. Rabbi Yossi Yoimino, Chokin, that they divide the profit equally. This extra egg divides up between the mishalach and the shliach. Fred Gemara Aivot Tani, we learned the opposite way. Rabbi Yossi Yoimino, Hakur Labalamois, Gracie says, no, the whole profit, if there's any extra gain, when the shliach went to buy something for you, and the person gave him extra money, everything goes back to the mishalach, to the Baal HaMoyis, the one that sent him. So, of course, the steering of Yossi alone. Have the Gemara know, Amarami Bachama, like Kash, I'll tell you, there's no steering of Yossi alone. His Agav, Rebbe, is passing like Rabbi Yossi. And in Rabbi Yossi, the pshat is like this, that there's a difference. Kan bedover sheesh le kitzva, kan bedover shein le kitzva. If there's an exact amount, kitzva means there's an exact amount. Let's say we know a dozen eggs is a dollar. So if I give you $10, you know you're supposed to get back 10 dozen eggs. It's a kitzva. If the storekeeper gives you 10 dozen and another egg, that extra egg is a pshat, is clearly it's a present. So my attorney's giving you, it's not the pshat is giving you more for your dollar, because it's the exact amount how much you get for the dollar. It's called, he's giving you a present. So when he's giving you a present, then the Yosef says, it's a machlekes. It's chokim, we divide it. We don't know for sure, we have a suffix, who he meant to give the present to. Did he mean to give the present to the mashallah, the one that sent you? Or did he mean to give the present to the shliach, the one that came right now? Then the Yosef says, chokim. They divide it equally. But kan bedava shem lekitzva. Let's say there's no, you buy something that you don't sell exactly a dollar a dozen. You sell, you give. So such a thing, if he adds a little bit more, then we don't say the pshat is that he's giving a present. But rather, what he's adding on more, that's adding on to the sale. So the original person that gave $10, instead of giving this much, is giving a little bit more for that sale. The Rosh is like karka. When you buy property, there's no exact amount for the property. So let's say you gave $100 to buy the field. And really, this field is worth $110. When the guy gives you this field for $110, it's not the pshat. He's giving you $10 worth of a present. But rather, for your $100, he's selling you a $110 field. So there, the money, the profit goes straight to the mishalach, the one that owns the money, because he's the one that's buying it. If I sent $100 with my shliach, and now when the shliach buys the field, and the person gives him a $110 field, then the Yossi says the whole profit goes back to the mishalach, the one that sent the money. Because it's pshat that he's selling now this extra for the sale. So the sale to the person who gave the money goes to him. And that's true now, Mishnah also. When this Isha took the $100 field and got $200 for it, the person paid $200 for this field now. Whose field was it? It was the Yarshim's field. Therefore, we look as if the $200 goes straight back to the Yarshim. And she's collecting the money from the Yarshim. If so, they have a right to say, listen, you collected your ksuba, you can't get any more money. And Omar, Papa says, that's Takad Alocha Hilchasa. What's the Alocha? Like this, terms in the Yosi. That, if it's something that you buy for an exact amount, a dozen eggs for a dollar, and for $10 you get 10 dozen, he gave you a little bit more, then for sure the extra is a present. Because we know for $10 you get 10 dozen. The extra eggs is a present, you say chokin, divide it equally. But dover shemla kits, when you buy property, it's no exact amount that this field is worth 100. I wanted 100. And now for this field, I'm paying you 110. So there we say, akur l'balamois. The pshat is the extra value of the field is for the sale, and therefore goes to the person that owns the money. That's what the papa says. For the Gemara, my kamashmalon, what's the papa telling us? We just learned this. That was only about chomis teretz. And the Gemara poshta, chinuyu, the shenina, chinuyu. Mitzvah says the papa also agrees to that teretz. That's takad alocha. Even though Rami Machomet said this teretz already, he's not like saying a new teretz. He's just saying over this teretz the way he just explained. Rabbi Yossi, I also hold that's the real pshat. And that's what we're passing, that's takad astalocha this way. Iboiliyu, we have a question like this. What's going to be omale zoven li lischa? A person, a rich person, has a lot of fields. He tells his servant, go and sell for me one of my fields. And I want you to sell a lischa, that's a measurement of a field. That's how much of a field I want you to sell. Lischa, Rashi says, chatzikur. That's a chatzikur. So the rich man told the servant, sell for me this much amount of a field. Now what happened was, the ozal v'zovan lekura. The servant now went and sold the field. He didn't sell a chatzikur, half of a kur, but he sold the whole kur worth. That's what he sold. So the shailer is, what's the luck with this mechira? The person that bought this field, does he have a right to keep it or not? My. Moisef al devar of who? Do we say when he sold now the complete kur, not only a chatzi kur, but he sold the whole kur, do we say the extra half that he sold, it's called like he added on an extra half to what the Bailim told him. Therefore, v'lischam yukoni, but the first half that he sold, that's a good sale. In other words, the owner told me to sell half of a kur. Now I sold the whole kur. We look as if a whole kur means a half a kur and a second half of a kur. Therefore, the first half that I sold is a good sale. That I have a right to sell. It's only the second half I don't have a right to sell. I do, maybe not. That's not the way we look at it. I do, ma'avir al devar of who? We say the servant is not listening to his master, and he has no right to sell anything. And therefore, the person that bought this whole kur has no right to keep anything. Because the servant had no right to sell it. The master only gave permission to sell a chatzikur. And he went and sold the whole kur's worth of the field. So that's called different than what the owner told him. He had no right to do it, and the mechir is not chal at all. That's the shaila. When you add on more what the balabas tells you, is it called something new, or just you're adding on to what he said? Is Omar Rav Yaakov in our pocket? Mishmei de Ravina. The name of Ravina said like this. Tashma, come and bring your proof. The loch in the Gemara in Milo, that Omar balabayis l'shluchai. A balabas, the owner of the house, told his servant that there were guests in the house, so he told his servant, Tein len chaticha liorchen. I want you to take from this meat here, there were a few pieces of meat, but the master, the owner, told the servant, take one piece of meat here and give it to the orchim teat. Now the servant went and told the guests, Toilushtayim. He added and said, you know what, you could take two pieces of meat. Fehein not lushalish. And when they went down to take the actual meat, they took three pieces of meat. That's what happened. So the Gemara says, Kula molu. They're all over the Yisamila. What comes out later is we found out that this meat was Bosa Kachim. And they all made a mistake. They were Shoyga. They didn't realize that they ate Kachim. Halacha is they're all mol. They had to bring a Karbamila. They went there and they had enjoyment from Hegdish b'Shoyga. So it says, Kula molu. All three of them, the Balabas, the servant, and these Orchim, the guests that are eating it, they're all over the Yisamila. The question is why? Iyam with Pishleim, it's very good if you can tell me, Moisef Adavar of Hevi, that when the servant told them to take two pieces of meat, the pshat is like this. One piece of meat is because the master told me you could take a piece of meat. So the servant is doing a shliach of the master, and there's a klal of Yesh Shlichas Pamila. So it's as if the master gave them permission to take out one piece of meat. So when they eat one piece of meat, that's for shlichus of the mishalach of the master, so it's called like the master was also over the Yisamila. Mishamachi balabai yisamol. That's why it's very good, why the balabas himself is also over an Yisamila. All right, turn over.